Women Who Mix with Dana, Amy, Kelsey, and Gert.
Hi there, it's Dana, and I'm in the studio with three women, and we're just going to embark on this new thing, and I have no idea what we're going to get. No, I'm kidding. So Amy, take it away.
My name is Amy Lynch, and I have been on a very interesting journey over the past year that I'm super proud of, and I am so excited to be able to share that with like-minded women and hopefully help others get to a place where they're feeling safe and excited about the life that they're living. So I just left a huge career and left it behind, made the leap, and I'm very excited. Hasn't come without its ups and downs and the waves. Been trying to ride the ebb and flow and reminding myself to just be me. I'm a mom to an 11-year-old who's on the verge of teenage years, so God help me. So any advice, I welcome.
Yeah.
I'm a wife to a great husband. We've been together almost 19 years. Thank you. And he travels a lot. So sometimes I feel like a single mom. So I work both sides of the spectrum as far as the working mom, the single mom, the PTA mom, wherever that mom fits in. That's where I am.
But mom of many hats.
That's right. That's right. I think as mothers, we all are moms of many hats. We have to be. And I love our town. I sound so geeky when I'm talking about Orlando, but I truly, like, my husband and I feel like we're the concierge among a lot of people who don't live here, a lot of family and friends. And I've grown up here. I went to high school here. I went to UCF. Go Knights. And
she's also wearing UCF colors.
I am. I have to represent at all times. Yes. All times. I think we have so many things to offer and to share. And the diversity and the unity that we have here in Orlando is unique and so special. And we're so much more than Disney. And I will get off my soapbox because I will take over this whole podcast and talk about how great Orlando is. So
We're Disney and.
Yes. That's right.
Because I do
right.
love Disney. Yes. Okay. And Gert.
Hello, hi. I am Gert Garman, and I am the owner of my own company, and it's called Broad Perspective, and I am the head broad. Actually, I'm the only broad. It's the dog and myself, and he is my director of security, so he will bark at anything that goes by the house. It's always also been a very interesting journey for me for the last 2.5 years, starting my own business and becoming an entrepreneur, yes, but I love it. So I like to encourage other women who also want to do that or who are also looking for their 2.0 or their purpose or whatever it is. And so I do a lot of coaching, but my field is creativity and innovation. And I love Disney too, because that's who trained me in this, and I will always forever be grateful. And I still get to work on projects with them. But like some of my other clients are like Lucasfilms and the FBI and Darden restaurants. And so I run the gamut. I do a lot of stuff for nonprofits as well, but I run the gamut on who I do sessions for or keynotes for. But the one commonality is that everybody needs to think more creatively in order to compete. But the one thing I've also found in my travels, because I do travel a lot, and usually by myself, is that women are not always nice to each other. Mm-hmm. And it really makes me crazy. Mm-hmm. Because if we teamed up, oh my goodness, we could be the huge force to be reckoned with. So that's why I'm excited about this podcast, because I think it'll be about us connecting more and relating to each other more and being able to actually cheerlead each other quite a bit. So,
and it's starting so young too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Girls get this, they have to compete against each other. So how can we stop that cycle, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And I think it's by being, you know, good role models, quite frankly, and, you know, really just kind of pumping each other up. So the rest of my background, I worked at UCF in alumni and athletics. I was an assistant athletics director. I worked for Mayor Buddy Dyer. So, of course, I love the city of Orlando as well. And then I also worked at Valencia and Disney. So, you know, just a huge background in all kinds of marketing stuff. So I always say that my resume reads like Lombard Street in San Francisco, because it's all twisty turny and makes absolutely no sense. But I'm excited to be part of this, and so, you know, girl power. Woo!
Kelsey.
So my name is Kelsey Evans, Amalu. I got to still get that hyphen right. I just recently got married about 7 months ago. A little bit about me, and I'm actually an Orlando native as well. Born and raised in Orlando, went to my undergrad at Florida State, but I got my master's, and now currently I'm getting my doctorate at the University of Central Florida. I am not wearing UCF colors, so I feel Kind of like a sham, but Amy's got that covered. Currently, I'm researching mindfulness as it applies to education. So using mindfulness as an intervention tool to really just de-stress K through 12 students, but also within higher academia. That's not the only hat I wear. I think that a lot of people in this room have many hats, including myself. So I am not only just a PhD student, but I also teach at the University of Central Florida, as well as Rollins College, where I'm in their Department of Education. And I'm also a yoga instructor. So you can find me at most different yoga studios around the area. So if you're ever looking for a yoga class, definitely ask me and I'll definitely recommend you one. And
well, I can tell you that Kelsey is doing this. She's speaking right now. You can't see, but she's in Warrior Three right now.
Yeah. I'm actually in handstands.
She's also the smartest one in this room.
No, not at all. I think I just like to collect degrees. So I
who
told my
doesn't?
Husband. Yeah, I told my husband, I was like, well, maybe I'll just get my Juris Doctorate after this. I might get bored. But I don't think we have enough money to do that, right?
That has never once come out of my mouth.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
To collect degrees.
I don't even think it's ever been in my head.
I think he thinks it's, like, really sexy when I say that kind of stuff. So I use it as, like, a turn-on.
Yeah.
Some people eat oysters. Kelsey talks about higher ed.
I talk about my degrees. So I also have a show on Happy Healthy Kids on PBS. The local WUCF TV affiliate, but it's now airing across a couple different states, so that's pretty cool. So some of y'all might know me as Miss Kelsey in the area, but I'll respond to Hey You or the future Dr. Evans Amalu.
Nice.
Hopefully that will be coming in the next couple months.
Don't forget the hyphen.
Don't forget the hyphen.
So I completely forgot because I was rambling. Like, I left my career, and now I'm a health and wellness coach.
Okay.
So
you left it for something.
I left it for something. I didn't just...
Because you were talking about Orlando a lot.
I know.
Which, like, we all love Orlando.
But I was really talking about it. Like, what?
Like, people might have thought your job was with the Chamber of Commerce.
I thought so.
Visit Orlando.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think it's because my background was at a... various other media entities in town, but I did get my start at Mix 105.1.
You did, and then we went on to compete. But
we did. But it
got you
full
back
circle.
In the fold. That's right. That's right. Well, I'm excited to have you all here, and you think about things on a daily basis that I really don't think about. I think about music and playlists and DJs, and
I also think about that. Okay. it means a lot for yoga classes if you don't have a playlist.
Okay, that's true. But I am program director of Mix 105.1. I've been here for 25 years, and radio is, I hate to say that it's my life, but I do spend quite a bit of time working on the air and off the air. It's really important to me when I was thinking about doing a podcast to speak to women. And part of it is that on the morning show that I do here with Jay and Adam, it's me and a couple of dudes. And off the air, outside of the radio life, it's me and a bunch of dudes. I have a lot of guy friends. I don't have a lot of really close female friends. I have at certain points in my life when I was a teenager and through college and later in life, but having conversations with women, and it's something that I never really gave a lot of thought to until I spoke to Amy, who reached out to me about doing something together and like, let's do it and let's see what we get. And she said, I know some really dynamic women. I'm going to send you a list and a description of these women. I'm like, wow, I don't know if I'm doing enough or if I've tried hard enough in life, but I'm so excited that you all have decided to come in to take some time to do this and just to chat about things that women like to talk about or that women don't really get into talking about. I went through a divorce, became program director of this radio station, and have had a lot of flux in my life. And I talked to my sister about it. I talked to my guy friends about it. But I realized I never really talked to other women very much about it. We share our lives on the radio, but it wasn't something that I really got into. And I'll be honest, part of it was the shame of having a failed marriage, even though it was me living my true life. And we all come at that in different ways. Mm-hmm. So really coming to a place where I made a super tough decision that affected people beyond me, and it's really hard to be the bad guy. But I think that if you want to live an honest life, you have to be true to yourself mm-hmm. and true to the people around you, even if people get their feelings hurt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have a ton to talk about. It's not just going to be me and my problems. But I think we have a lot to talk about. And what you weren't able to hear before we came on was just the camaraderie off the mic, but also a lot of honesty. And mm-hmm. so there are going to be a lot of different things that we get into and that we talk about. And part of me sharing that part of my life, which isn't the most pleasant part of my life to talk about, is to hopefully make you feel comfortable with whatever mm-hmm. it is mm-hmm. That's going on with you, that maybe you're better off speaking to someone.
Well, and I think it's important to note that the hope is to create a safe space. And we touched on this earlier, is how women can be judgy and can be so mean to each other. And mm-hmm. it starts so young. I see it in my daughter right now. So to be able to have a safe space where you mm-hmm. can ask the questions that are in your head, or you're overwhelmed, or mm-hmm. you're just scared. And I think now more than ever, we need that connection. We lose that connection, whether it be social media or just texting each other or even Facebook. You know, we lose that inner connection.
Mm-hmm. I think too, it's a matter of being vulnerable and allowing yourself to be vulnerable mm-hmm. in order to get some help. And you know, I did a speech for Orange County Public Schools like a couple years ago. And this woman came up to me, and you could tell she was a vibrant young woman. And she just said, "Oh my gosh, how did you find your voice?" And I said, "Well, I've always been encouraged by my tribe." And she goes, "I'm not encouraged by mine." I go, "Then you need to find a new tribe, mm-hmm. honey." Mm-hmm. And I go, I'm going to give you my information. I want to touch base with you in like a couple months. And I want you to tell me what's happening. Because if you don't find people who are going to support you and that you can support, then move on.
Well, and Kelsey could probably speak to this as well. But the mental health issue behind this.
I was going to get all nerdy on you.
Get nerdy on us.
So talk nerdy to me.
So. Should we call your husband? Make sure he's listening right now.
No, you know what we're going to call her from now on? Dirty Nerdy.
Oh, I love that. That would be better than calling me doctor. So a lot of what I talk about, especially in my classes when I'm teaching my students, I talk a lot about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So just basic understanding of that would be, if you're not meeting your basic needs of life, then you're not going to be able to fully thrive. And you're not operating in a safe space. So basic needs of life are food, water, a family that cares, and just providing those different elements allow you to have like a thriving foundation for your life. But we're not always meeting those needs. And instead, that's what's gonna cause your stress and anxiety. Mm-hmm. So if we're not able to meet those basic needs of life, then the goals that you're wanting to achieve are not going to be met either. So I think it's just creating that safe environment first and foremost, and allowing yourself to really break boundaries that will fully allow you to live.
For me, like a lot of my clients, as I'm coaching them, I meet them where they are in their journey. So I'm not there to be a crutch. I'm there to help them and to mentor them mm-hmm. and be a positive, you know, force in their life for them to find out what that positivity means for them.
Well, again, nerdy, dirty nerdy over here.
Dude, I'm getting you a t-shirt.
It's going to be an alert. Okay. We're going to have like this alert, dirty nerdy alert.
Hashtag dirty nerdy. So there's this thing in the brain called the amygdala, which dictates your fight, flight, or freeze response. And if that's going to be operating, like if that's where you're moving from all day, then again, you're not going to be able to get anything done. So I think that the more that you can support yourself and operate from a safe space within yourself, within your highest self, the more that you'll be able to move beyond that fight flight response mm-hmm. and move into your fullest self.
So you're saying just get it out there?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. I think that the more, like Dana was speaking into her own personal experience and mm-hmm. being vulnerable with us, the more that she speaks about her own personal experience, the more she can take ownership of what she's experiencing and move away from that fight and flight. Mm-hmm. And that we can help her out now that she's voiced her vulnerability.
When did I become the patient?
Yeah. Not for long.
I was just going to say,
we all brought you here today.
Exactly. Hi, Dana. Hi, everyone. So, but I was just going to say, in the creativity world, we call that the third. So because in the first third, you know, it's all like just the basic stuff. And you, and if you can't get beyond the first third to get to the third third, that then you're going to just be stuck in a rut. So you've got to kind of ladder yourself out of that, you know. So it is important to think about thinking bigger.
Mm-hmm. Well, but how do we tell women who don't have that in their life right now and they're scared?
Right. There's not a guidebook.
How do we tell them to make that first jump? Mm. What do they do?
Ooh, that's really hard.
Well, first they listen to us.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Well, I mean, you're halfway there,
obviously. Yes.
No, but honestly, you know, we've all said we know people who do not have other people, or even Dana, when you were talking about you work with two dudes, right? And you have a, you work in a male dominated industry. So finding that female tribe, where does it, where do we go?
Did you see the study that just came out that it's encouraged to be around your girlfriends twice a week?
Yes. In fact, Gert sent
that. I sent it to Dana too. I didn't have your Facebook, Kelsey, but we will by the time we leave here. But yeah, I would think like, where do they gather, right? So, you know, maybe your church, or, you know, some kind of, if they're in an organization, you know, just somewhere where they can gather and make a friend. Or at least find someone that they can chat with. Even sometimes, I think speaking to strangers, you're a little bit more comfortable. So, you know, me traveling all the time by myself, oh my God, I always tell the story about how I carry the same book that I've carried for like 10 years now, because it's just a prop, you know.
Oh, if, I but love then that.
Because I already read it 10 years ago. But then it calms people down, because they're like, phew, she's got a book. Okay, she's going to leave me alone. But then I let them get comfortable on the plane, and then I pounce.
So,
because you never know who you're going to meet, right? And as we go on, I'll tell a couple really fun stories that that I've experienced from traveling. But I think, you know, even kind of telling your issues to a stranger sometimes.
Yeah. So I just, dirty nerdy, but I'm not dirty. But
sure you're not. Sure you're not.
Depends on the day. So I am a huge CBS Sunday Morning.
Like,
I love it. Right.
Yeah.
So they did a whole segment on speaking to strangers. And there is a psychologist who set up, it's called Sidewalk Talk. And they have a group of volunteers, and they just set up on a sidewalk in a big city, and they hold up a sign and say, come talk to a stranger. And at first, you know, people are like, what? But there are so many people that sit down and talk, because loneliness has become such a huge problem.
Because people are on their devices all the time.
Right.
I saw an interesting video, and I wish I could credit the person who posted it, about the space in between. So you're on the elevator, or you're walking from your office to the kitchen, and if your face is down, your head is down, like those small bits of time are where relationships start and are fostered.
Body language.
Yeah, and just saying hello to someone. And we've really lost that, or it's very brief, and then eyes back down.
It's definitely something. So I give this one assignment to my students, and they always think I'm very weird, but again, to each their own. One of their assignments is they have to go and observe people around them. So I usually suggest that they go to somewhere on campus, or go to a restaurant, and just listen to the conversations, and listen to what they're talking about or not talking about. And a lot of the times they'll come back now with, they're not talking. They're instead at their, looking at their devices, and we didn't really experience any conversation. One of the things that I've been studying is that the increase of stress and anxiety is slowly moving up in very marginal amounts, but it's still significant, where specifically among women. And that was really interesting, especially with the age range around between 25 to 40. One of the things that I've been looking at is that stress and depression, that psychological distress that's occurring among that age range, and why is it happening? And unfortunately, I haven't been able to figure that out completely.
Because you're just
more
getting started.
Yeah, yeah, more to come.
The next degree.
Next degree. But I think that there's a multiple amounts of factors associated with that.
I agree. And I think the first one is eye contact.
Yeah.
You know, my family makes fun of me because they say I'm a flypaper for freaks, you know, I'm a freak magnet. And I am to a certain degree. But then, you know, people will be like, Gert, did you make eye contact? And I'm like, well, yes, I did. Because you know,
invite them in.
Well, of course, because, you know.
But that makes people uncomfortable.
Right.
Well, but maybe they need to talk to somebody. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And if I'm sitting there killing time waiting for a flight, I might as well listen. You know?
Well, it's crazy too to think that you can't reach out and talk to people like that, right? Because people will think you're weird or you're over, like, crazy. Because, I mean, my husband and I are very much the same, which is great. We have, you know, big personalities. And when we travel, we like to, especially locals, if we're out of the country or whatever, we like to find out what they're all about.
Well, you're Miss Visit Orlando. You have to. You know, you sell the city.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. You know, they're one of my clients, so I'm laughing hysterically. So I love it.
Well, but what's funny is when he and I are together, and if we're trying to have a conversation, you know, people look at us like, are they going to ask us to, like, do something weird because we're, you know, we're together, we're a couple. Like, that's where people's mind go. They don't just say, they can't just take us for
who
we
are.
Like, you're a friendly person.
Yeah, but there's some scary stuff out there.
But I mean, it's that makes people even more uncomfortable.
Yeah, right.
One of the recent workshops I have not been to yet, but I really want to go, but they're popping up around not just Orlando, but all around the country, is eye gazing workshops where you're just, and it's creepy at first because it's uncomfortable, but you just have to gaze into somebody's eyes for about 10 minutes and you can't say anything. And of course you can blink, so it's not a staring concert.
Crying. Oh man, I used to be really good at those. I used to be great at those.
Yeah, my eyes would get really dry. Make sure to bring eye drops.
Exactly.
So, but it's allowing that vulnerability at another level where you start to kind of read the person's energy and look more into what's going on in their soul rather than what's going on surface level.
That's nice. Yeah.
Well, and Dana, how do you feel? Because you have to be in front of the community a lot when you're off the air. So do you find it hard or easier when you're trying to communicate with people, or they pretty much come up to you, right?
It depends. It's gotten easier. So when I was young, I was very introverted and shy. And I grew out of being shy as I got older. But I just decided at some point that I did not want to live the life of a shy person. Mm-hmm. And my natural inclination is just to go home and to cocoon a little bit, to talk to my small group of people that I already know that I like them and I already know that they like me, and to not really branch out from that. But I knew if I wanted to have a big career that I had to force myself beyond this very limited comfort zone that I had.
Mm-hmm. So what's my hashtag I like to use, Amy? Hashtag applaud the broad.
Applaud,
so I say
the
we
broad.
Applaud,
that's right. Applaud the broad. You get the applaud the broad today.
That's awesome.
I feel like we should have a trophy or something.
I know, right?
Who gets the,
we'll pass it around.
Passing around. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I think that you spoke into something that's really highly valuable for everybody, is that life begins at the edge of your comfort zone. And that when you learn to operate outside the box, which I'm sure Gert can talk a lot about, that you really start to find your passion and not being afraid of living untraditionally.
Well, clearly we have a lot to talk about, a lot of things that we want to share, and we hope that you will join our conversation.
Thanks for listening to Women Who Mix. Connect with us online at mix1051.com.